Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we're here with another episode for the Syndicated Gambit Side Hustles. But before we get started, let's do some lightsaber checks. Techno.
It's me, Technomancer Kyle, and I will roll a 12, which isn't, like, that great, but it's not, like, bad. Just doesn't mean anything. We will jump to, who we want to go to? I don't know. We'll go to Red Jack, or the player who's playing Red Jack.
Hey, it's me, Chris, aka Void Shift, who's playing Red Jack today. And I have rolled a 13, just slightly better than Techno, but not a 20. Take it away, Fizzy.
Hey, I am Fizzy. I am playing D, aka Jeremiah Sethry. I am also known as Charles in some sense, but I have rolled a 19, which is so close and so far away. So, ahead.
I'm jumping ahead of you, sorry, Fizzy. Hey, I'm Cody. I'm playing Elusive Yuno Shin. For my lightsaber check today, I rolled a 5.
It is early morning in Dusk Banter. The missions so far have been successful across the city, taking down servers, dropping EMPs at banks, and helping decrease the stability of the bank paths. You know, where are you all meeting up before this final mission?
I think we'll stay status quo, and the base of operations has always been the casino. We'll briefly meet up there to reorg and get ready to depart.
All right. With all of you at the Secrets of McKeith Casino, is there anything that you need to get or anything that you need to grab that could be gotten here before you take off towards the Amon Advancement Studios?
I'm going to grab a breacher for sure while I'm here and then just rearm, make sure I'm good to go.
Hey, man, can I grab some more of those heel pins?
Yeah, here's a couple.
Oh, appreciate it.
We'll chuck you too.
Thank you.
Dude, what happened to you? I know we haven't met, but you're looking pretty rough.
I took my best shot, and then another shot, and then another shot. Yeah.
Par for the course for a good fight, I guess.
Yeah. I think I'll be all up on my vaccines after today.
I think Red Jack will grab a few smoke bombs, possible.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2 or 3, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. While you're here at the casino, you know, you'll be able to pull up that the floor that you're looking to get to is the 5th floor. There are 8 floors to this building, but that is where the new studio is being held.
So, you know, before I start grabbing equipment, we should probably have... Do you have a plan for attack on this one, or are we going in guns a-blazing?
Well, it's the first in the morning here, so the first broadcast. I'm hoping we can get in there with some sort of massage. That we have an announcement to make on behalf of the Kabuto Syndicate. That does not work. I think it just might have to be a quick dine and dash. Anyone disguise themselves?
Absolutely.
A little bit better just not being noticed, not disguised.
Red Jack, did you say absolutely?
That I can disguise myself, yes.
The other option, and this is a risky one, but I think considering the message we're trying to portray here is, what if you disguise yourself as Typh?
Oh, okay.
If Typh were to walk in there with some armed guards and say he's got an important message, I don't think anyone from SNO is going to say no.
Let's see. I could definitely attempt this. Yeah, I like it. Go in all high profile and just intimidate, bluff everybody in our way. Hopefully just not hit any roadblocks or security checks too hard.
Exactly. I think the rest of us can arm up in some Amon gear that makes it look passable as guards, and we can get in there, hopefully. I think once we get in there and secure the broadcast station, we can then ensure our message is delivered without any disruption.
Yeah, I think if we can go in just all bluffing and intimidating as Typh and armed guards, that's one way to do it. Probably a easier to get in than an HVAC company.
Yeah, I think that was a one-trick pony.
They might be on to Magic Eraser now.
Yeah, we'll have to change that company name in the future. Would it be possible to get any gear or clothing to resemble Amon, considering how much we've had interactions with them?
Yeah, you can.
And then I think if the group agrees, I'd like to use one flashback to get us all the Amon tactical gear.
Can we throw in getting actual Amon comms and such to be, or at least fake Amon comms that are connected to their network so that we can look the part and sound the part?
For sure. And any, watch your weapons too. We don't want to roll in there with weapons that Amon tactical wouldn't be wearing.
If we could disguise our weapons, that would be probably the best.
Or we could just add it to the bluff roll. You know what I mean? We're already rolling the dice as it is here.
just have a bunch of silver briefcases filled with disguised weapons. I think nobody will bat an eye to that.
I mean, doesn't Amon have like some sort of bring your own gun policy?
Yeah, we'll grab an Amon vehicle with all that shit in it, I guess, Jeff, if that works.
So what we're going to do for this then is, go ahead and describe me how you want this flashback to work. Is this you contacting a friendly and we're using diplomacy? Is this you intimidating, like, an Amon, resources manager? Is this, how are we getting it? And then we could, that way you can kind of see from the role how much you get out of it.
All right. Yuno would have called out to his contacts at Red Bandana and asked them for a favor, considering our relations, that we would require an Amon vehicle with Amon tactical equipment inside to arm our party for operation upcoming that will help them in their endeavors as well.
Okay, yeah, go and give me a diplomacy for this. They're definitely going to agree to do it, and the diplomacy is going to help represent how much they're able to get.
24, you know, rolled on that.
Alrighty. Yeah, with the 24, you're definitely able to get the vehicle, and you're able to get the armor and the uniforms. They're able to throw in two Amon tactical pistols and one auto rifle.
Perfect. I'll lay out the weapons and ask the gentlemen and the party members what they would like to use.
Red Jack will definitely take a tactical pistol, leave his regular pistol behind. Not sure if he can hide his constant blade.
Tell you what, keep the constant blade. If you're going to be Typh, no one's going to question what you have on you.
Fair.
Reg probably will take a pistol, like, not really looking, but he will be trying to think of how to get his boom shot. Make sure that, you know, he has that. He would rather be using his own assault shotgun.
Got you. D, how are you with this AR here?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Try to take as much damage as last time there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play a little bit more cool this time. I guess I'm going to be pretending my crossbow is something else. I'll figure it out.
Yuno's going to look at you all and be like, you're all experts in your own field, gentlemen. I hope you guys can figure that out on your own.
I also have, I have Hedron mining gear as well. Wondering if you should probably leave that behind, or maybe we can stow it somewhere?
How big is the Hedron mining gear?
It's a full backpack. Like, it is a large metallic backpack for mining purposes, so it has all the cords and ports for it on there.
We can disguise it as a tactical bag. I'm sure it wouldn't look odd for our D here, who's carrying the AR, to have a big tactical backpack, right?
If D is willing to carry it, I would be appreciative.
I think I could do that. Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know. I'm not the biggest guy, but I can carry a tactical backpack for you. Is it, as long as it's mostly big and not too heavy.
I think it would be pretty light, Jeff.
Yeah, no, definitely.
All right, I got that.
Perfect. Well, then it sounds like we have a foolproof plan.
Jeff, what does it wouldn't take long to like put it back on, sort of thing, if I needed to in a hurry?
It takes about 5 rounds, so in combat it's a long time, but what, 30 seconds to cinch it up and make sure it's on and going?
Okay, sounds good. More of a, it's definitely my escape plan. I'm just gonna lay it out there. If we complete this and we get the message out, we need to leave in a hurry. Red Jack is definitely going to use this to get going and probably try to help as much of the team to get going as well, but this is part of his escape plan.
Perfect. So, from the information you've gathered for the 8 floors, you know, on the first floor is the mezzanine, elevators, stairwells. They have one guard who watches the front. There's an emergency button at his desk that is linked directly to the APD. The second floor is a restaurant relaxing area with smoking lounge that usually has 2 guards. The third floor is where they film Dungeon Crawl and the Verdant Challenge. It usually has 2 guards. The fourth floor is where they film Passion del Passiones and Sword Eye Law. The fifth floor is the news studio. The sixth is another open, kind of open-ended studio. The seventh floor is the servers and tech for the building. The eighth floor is the executive party suite, so indoor pools, beds, void glass walls, and the roof is kind of the roof has enough support to land like a small airship and has a garden up there.
Never even thought about coming in from the top.
But the red bandana members will drop the vehicle off at the front of the casino there. Are you having Jamal drive you again, or?
Yes, all reliable Jamal.
Oh. Question for the holocloak. I mean, I'm sure I have enough time in prep to do Typh's disguise. What would be involved in getting Typh's disguise?
Yeah, so imagine the drive over there. You guys probably have about an hour drive. Would be pulling up clips of his speeches and his proclamations and things he does. So that way you can kind of see body language, kind of the average clothes he wears, which really, clothing-wise, it's a lot of like a very professional suit. Though it's well known that his suits are extremely high-end and extremely well-made to be both technologically and magically augmented. But that shouldn't really come up for this sort of thing, right? Probably reviewing that and then using the holocloak to kind of to program in as close to the business suit style, you know, with the faint A from on embroidery that kind of goes with it and all that. They'll be part of that disguise check.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if, like, we actually had to make contact with him or, like, observe him from a distance, physical distance, instead of just, like, recordings and that. But that works great.
It's going to be all recordings because also right now part of why the missions are happening is Typh is at a large business meeting being held at Court Junction over the last 2 days. That's the info the Kabuto Syndicate was able to pick up, though a lot of people don't know necessarily that Typh is not in the country.
Okay, that was definitely going to be my next question. Do we know if the Mon staff are aware of where he is? And it's like, no, wait, you're supposed to be out of country right now. What are you doing here?
I think we can lean heavy into the events that we've already portrayed that happened earlier and lead into like, have you not seen the news? The events, you know, assets are missing from Amon, explosions going off at the bank. I'm here for a reason, you know. I think that might, I'm hoping that'll help. I don't know.
No, that's definitely a good angle. I didn't think of that. Yeah, needs Typh's hands-on approach. It must be serious.
Yeah, you're a freaking spoiled brat, rich guy, all-powerful, man. Yeah, you say it rains, it's gonna rain.
Definitely seems like a really powerful guy or in a powerful position.
That's why I have to take him out.
And that's what you pay us for.
Hopping in the vehicle, starting to head that direction, going through the city at early morning. You're passing by a lot of that pre-traffic as you cut through the financial district in downtown, directly under the Duskblade Tower. With the ziggurat beaming its lights up into the sky, as you'll see that 8th-floor building approaching the Amon Advancement Studios.
Yuno would look at them all and be like, all right there, guys. The house always wins. Let's bluff them to the top, and then we'll take the lot.
And Redjack, go ahead and give me that disguise check.
Okay, I have a regular +5, and the hollow cloak gives me a +10, so +15 to this roll. It's a 2 + 15, so 17.
You have the look, right? This looks like Typh, but maybe you're not able to quite get the voice down, or there's some physical mannerisms that aren't coming across quite as well. But as far as right now, just visually, you look like Typh.
All right. It is me, Typh, your employer. Finger guns.
You know, we'll look at you and be like, nailed it.
Hell yeah.
Did he just say finger guns?
I definitely didn't intend it that way, but yes.
I was going to say, I hope you did. That's even better.
I do remember the finger guns bit.
That would be very Typh.
Very well. So pulling up out front of it, are the rest of you getting into the Amon Guard kind of like medium armor?
Yes, or... I'll be fully kitted out, looking the part by the time we arrive.
Yep. Putting on my armor, putting on my backpack. I guess I'm leaving my duster here.
Definitely trying to look the part, as I don't want to replace too much of my kit with the Amon stuff, as in my survival suit is probably a little bit, unless the Amon is also using survival suits. but I will definitely try and look the part of kind of like the beefier one, and the guy in the back as the guard.
All right. Then, yeah, how do we approach? Is this in through the front door?
Yeah, we'll walk into the front door. I'll take the lead, I guess, the lead guard.
All right.
Following close behind on Yuno.
Should we be going in the front door, or does this guy have a special entrance that's like his own?
I don't think Type thinks too much into like where he has to go. He just does what he wants.
That's fair enough.
And we'll approach the building.
The doors will slide open as you enter into the mezzanine here. The Void, the older Void, who is at the front desk here, looking up from his monitors, will eyes go a bit wide, his forehead wrinkles, and Mr. Rayland?
Yes, it is me, Type Rayland. We are coming into the building. Please, I guess, let us through.
All right, go ahead and give me that bluff.
He still doesn't know how to talk like him.
I love it. I love how you're selling it.
All right, here we go. 21 on bluff.
Yeah, the front guard here kind of shocked and surprised. I mean, it's early morning. Your CEO boss walks in with an armed guard, which is not surprising, but well, absolutely. Elevator's operational. Are you going to the sixth floor?
No, we're here to go over news announcements for today on the fifth floor.
Then the team will walk across the open floor here, approach, and click the button for the elevator. It'll ding. A gentleman kind of wearing, oh God, it must look like maybe he's a late night server repairman or some late night IT with coffee mug in hand that says, I got to case the Amundes. Well, look at you all and nod and step out and leave the elevator open for you to all head upstairs.
You know, would say in like a robotic voice, thank you, citizen, and then walk in.
Wretched old, not in a robotic voice, just like very casually, kind of like making sure that, you know, the quote unquote higher ups don't hear him. And he just kind of like, I love your coffee, and walked away with the group.
As the elevators are closing, I guess that technician would hear you know, look at him. Really? Coffee comments? This is where we're at? This is professional now? God.
Gonna have to write a standards memo back to HR.
But then with a whir and push, the elevator will head up to the fifth floor. You'll get that ding before you enter out into the studio. You'll see there's about 14 people here that are running wires, controlling cameras, that are setting up teleprompters. A couple of people sitting in kind of like the audience seats, even though there's not really an audience this early. You can see there's four guards here, three of them kind of standard like yourselves. One of them, though, is an Amon cleaner, a little bit more of a higher up in the Amon military side. You can see the auto rifle on the hip, as well as they have a quantum whip set on their thigh. But you can see Sarum Saw and Osric at the front there as they're looking at their data pads, memorizing their lines, and getting ready to start the day. A few of the people here that take notice of, Type Raylan, Type's here, will look over in your direction before it'll ripple across kind of the area that you're walking into. And one of the studio floor managers here will approach and, oh, Mr. Raylan, we weren't aware that you would be showing up today. Please, please, take a seat. And we'll motion over here to take a seat behind the controllers, the people running the teleprompters and running the feeds.
Red Jack is going to kind of wave him away a little bit. Just like, no, we're not going to take that suggestion. We're here with important news that I need to deliver personally. The broadcast can wait today. I need this set up in 5 minutes. Yeah.
You know, would then look at the manager that's speaking to Mr. Rayland, and then very intimidatingly, we require your guards to secure the exterior door and let no one in.
For Red Jack, if you want to give me a bluff to aid onto the intimidate, or if you want Yuno to use the intimidate to aid onto the bluff, of which direction do you guys want that weight to go?
I will leave that decision up to Red Jack. He is the boss, right?
Thanks. I think I'll help with the intimidate. It's kind of like my lead security. I'll just kind of like nod to him. If the manager will look at Yuno to get these directions, and then the manager kind of double-checking with me, then I'll just, like, nod very approvingly. Like, this is what we want. Get it done now.
I am Type Rayland.
Waves his hand like it's nonchalant nothing. Yes. Hasn't.
Then, you know, go ahead and give me that intimidate, and then Red Jack that bluff to aid onto that.
Will do.
Yuno rolled a 28 on the intimidation.
Red Jack rolled a 1, resulting in a 10 for the bluff.
Perfect. The floor people respond, right? As the current lead guard with Typh commands this, the floor manager here will start telling people, hey, you know, Get in position. Type's doing a special announcement. Guards, they're going to need you outside to make sure everything goes well. And they want you outside on defensive watch. But the cleaner is not going to move. The cleaner will walk forward towards the group. You'll see she'll lift the visor at the front of her helmet before. Can I see some identification?
You know, would... word I'm looking. He would, like, exhaustedly get, like, frustrated and looking at the incompetence he has to deal with as he turns, and I'm going to cast at the same time Kabuto Malice, the Draconic Malice. And I'll look at the cleaner and say, Mr. Raylan has spoken and requires you outside. Are you disagreeing with orders from the top? And I'll put my hand onto my Amon pistol.
Okay. Well, let's see here. So the spell has both verbal and somatic components. Somatic meaning that there's some hand gestures that go with it, which easy enough to maybe try to work those into your motions. But it's still, you're going to have to give me a bluff for her not to recognize that you're casting a spell right now.
Yeah, okay. I picture it and like turning around and him being like Kabuto Malice and kind of mimicking like a prayer signal, like, give me strength from the pillars.
Real quick, I'm sorry. Do you actually say Kabuto Malice?
Well, he has to mumble. That's my verbal, right?
Yeah. No, I'm just...
Like it would be under his breath, Kabuto Malice. And then he would do the hand gesture as he turns around to deal with this cleaner. In my head, that's how I pictured it. How it sells, who knows?
No, it's just, go ahead, give me that bluff. They're going to pose this with their sense motive. Of course, if they pass, then they're going to hear you say Kabuto Malice. And understand that this is a spell being cast, which is very odd because Typh doesn't need people casting spells.
Yeah. You know, even though he doesn't need the verbal on his spells with the feet, he does it anyway. It's just this person, he's a very dramatic person. Like anime character almost, he doesn't need to say it, but he's doing it anyways.
And needs to announce his special attacks.
All right, bluff check, we rolled a 19.
All righty. Yeah, her sense motive.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You gotta use the golden die today, didn't you?
So instantly, even though with a 19 bluff, right, the floor manager, the other people around here, they don't catch it. They just know there's like an imperceptible aura that surrounds you and Typh, of course, that makes them feel kind of at least not at ease, intimidated. But she sees through it instantly, right away. Guards, fire. This isn't Typh. And we're rolling initiatives.
I was about ready to ask if it would be logical to use a flashback at this point.
I thought the other three were out of the room. I thought it was just the cleaner left.
They would be heading towards the out, like heading towards the doors.
Okay.
But that's when she would approach of like, why would guards not have to be here? Hence the sense motive. All right. With a natural 20, she sees through this guise and calls out for the other guards. You'll see Sarum Saw. She'll try to drop down behind the desk there. And Osric will stand up and, what the hell's going on? Who are you people? As we will begin this initiative, the cleaner here will step back, drawing their auto rifle and opening fire at the fake Typh.
Yeah, so that didn't go great. Somebody mentioned something about a flashback.
What did you want to use it for?
I can't remember if it was Techno or Fizzy that mentioned it. I have an idea for one.
Yeah, we have three left. So what's your idea? We can...
Can we... either plant or buy off some of these guards. Like either have Kabuto Syndicate gang members kind of planted here a few days before or something, or have bought some of them off.
The Kabuto Syndicate wouldn't have like infiltrators that could spy per se, but they could definitely get information or dirt on them to make them work for us, I believe. Jeff?
Okay, yeah, I like that. Then we'll put this at a DC 20 diplomacy for one. 25 gets a second, 30 gets a third.
Also had a secondary thought to that with buying somebody off, not necessarily the guards, but maybe some of the tech workers that we could, if something were to go down, they would like hustle out maybe some of the staff and lock the doors after we came in.
Both those sound good. You guys do have three flashbacks left. You can use two to do both if you'd like.
I say we start with the first, unless somebody had other ideas.
That sounds good to me.
Alrighty. And who's taking lead on this flashback to see how many guards they were able to get info and at least kind of put that, either blackmail or put that pressure on them to, hey, when this happens, don't help.
Redjack, your idea. I think you get the roll to die on this
one. Alrighty.
I have no objection if somebody else wants to take lead, but I'll give it a shot. So you were looking for diplomacy?
Can I aid at all, Jeff?
You know, we haven't had anybody aid during a flashback. Yeah, we'll go ahead and... What is it? This would also be probably a good one. Reginald, being a detective, to get that info, if you want to aid as well. I feel Yuno's a good one to aid because he's backing up with the money side. Reginald could aid with his detective work. I don't know what D has that would add to it, but I'm willing to listen.
I've been going around in a car getting rid of stuff. Maybe I can, you know, go hunt down some people's houses and knock on doors personally. Maybe I can do the footwork if I can aid with a little intimidation onto this diplomacy.
Yeah, if all of you want to roll your aid checks before Renjack rolls their diplomacy.
You know, rolled a 25 to aid.
Yeah, D rolled a 23, which is pretty good.
Nice.
Feeling really tough today. Maybe it's all the needles sticking out of his arms. Don't mess with the guy who's got four needles sticking out of him.
I'll use my computer use.
Okay.
Which I got a 20.
Perfect. So you get a plus 6 to this roll.
All right, let's go diplomacy. Here we go. That is a 7. It's not a 1. It's not a 1.
You know what? Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's a 20. Oh,
very nice.
Christmas burn.
All right. I will insert sleigh bells here. As the magic of Christmas will shift this over for us.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't roll a 1, and it's a 7, and I have a plus 5, so I rolled a 2, I guess 20 now, plus 5, so 25, plus the plus 6 is 31.
Alrighty, yeah. All of the guards here, just as Yuno kind of thought when the cleaner yelled out for the guards, they are still in the room as they'll look back at her, and they will continue to walk outside and lock the doors.
Nice. Merry Christmas.
Very well, so the combat begins. She begins to step back and draw her auto rifle, but Reginald, you are first to react.
Reginald's going to move up, kind of like getting somewhat close, and just be like, you're outgunned, outmanned. This isn't a good situation for you. You probably should just let this happen, and you'll be able to live.
Okay, anything else?
Saying that he's going to have his gun raised. He's not going to fire yet. This is just kind of like a he's trying to go like with a professional courtesy, like, just give up now.
As they step back and draw the auto rifles, you come out with a gun pointed, not necessarily at them, but at the ready. They will open fire on you first at point blank with a 32 to hit with a 22 to confirm.
Yeah, that's a hit. That's a crit.
Alrighty.
Damn.
I'm going to do the right thing. Get shot.
Yeah, she slides back, pulls that trigger, doing 57 points of damage.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's, I'm down.
Oh no.
And so Reginald will fall. The amount of sixes that you rolled.
It's a lot of sixes.
So many sixes.
As she blasts the auto rifle, putting Reginald down, she turns towards Yuno and Red Jack of Amon doesn't take threats. But Yuno, it is your turn.
Yuno would look at him, smirk, and say, "Prey, meet predator," as he shoots out both his hands and says, "Python's grasp," as two rays come out that resemble snakes to attack him as he casts Raven Feeblement. 23 to hit.
23 will hit.
Perfect. So it takes a penalty strength equal to 1d6 plus 2 caster level.
All right, they get a fortitude save for half, which she will pass.
Or 5.
Okay, so she'll take 2 points of strength damage, as the energy will hit her and definitely does weaken her a bit. Like, you see the gun dips a little bit as her stat has changed. The guard's not here. Red Jack.
All right. I think Red Jack is going to decide she is the biggest threat here. Keeping the Typh disguise on, I think they'll yell out to everybody else in the room, the two hosts and the tech people, to just stay put while we deal with this. And we'll run up to the cleaner to do a melee attack with their constant blade.
Yeah, Saramsaw is hiding, but Osric is definitely the Amon hype man. As he's like, "You aren't even ready for the level of shit that's going to rain down on you from Amon."
He's going to look back. He's like, "I'm your boss. I can fire you."
But go ahead. Constant blade attack.
That is a 23 to attack from max damage.
Will hit. Doing max damage, and she is now polarized.
Excellent. Can you stabilize people? Like, I'm assuming he has to do the death save. Reg has to do death saves next turn or something?
Correct. So Reg will be losing one hit point per round until they save, or they get to negative constitution score. Another player can stabilize. It is a heal check to do so, but it does use an action.
Okay, and I've already used my action to attack.
Correct.
Okay, that is my turn.
Very well. D.
All right. I am first off going to try and take cover behind this nice little tech desk here, because I definitely cannot take a shot like the one I just saw. And then from cover, I am going to dig out my crossbow, and if I still have any time left, try and shoot it. But I think probably I don't have any time after taking cover and taking the time to dig it out from behind, between the backpack. And
you'll see Serum Sauce trying to quietly head towards the exit door. The android Osric will walk to the edge of the platform, the main newscasting platform here, as they are cheering on the Amon Cleaner. Get him, Karina! Reginald, go ahead and give me that constitution.
18.
Yeah, you are able to stabilize. Effectively, kind of what, awake and aware, but unable to cast or do anything until you get some heal. Yeah, stepping back to try to use this camera as cover, Karina, the Amon Cleaner, grasps her auto rifle and aims at Red Jack's center of mass with a 23.
Sorry, I have something.
Oh, yeah.
Shadow Clone. I'm not too sure if this is a reaction. It's one of my ninja tricks. Shadow Clone, it does shadowy duplicates, so essentially mirror image for 1 minute. I'm not too sure using that as a reaction works.
No, it's just a standard action, so it's supposed to be, it'll be an action on your turn to create a bunch of shadow forms.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, but a 23 hits?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, you'll take 12 physical as the bullets spray across, hitting the side of your outfit.
Yeah, you'll see the bullets kind of ping off their hollow cloak, and Red Jack will look her dead in the eye and will say, "This is coming out of your pay."
All right, excellent. Yuno.
Yuno's going to move up towards our dramatic type up here, and he's going to look back at his prey, and he's going to cast Magic Missile.
Nice. All right. Yeah, the force missiles will strike against her armor. You can hear the thuds and oofs as the camera she's using as cover provides none. Red Jack.
All right. I'm going to maneuver around behind her to strike her again with my constant blade.
All right. Yeah, moving across the studio floor, getting around the other side.
I swung for a 16.
She is able to block the sword swing with her gun to avoid taking a hit this turn.
That is Red Jack's turn.
All right. D.
D is going to pop up, take a shot, and then pop back down. Hopefully not going to hit Red Jack, but, you know, I was sort of anticipating doing this, so it's what I'm going to do, and we'll hope for the best. All right. Yep. That is not the best.
Oh, no.
So that's a 14 to hit with a natty one, so...
All right, a crossbow bolt goes shattering into the camera near her, causing that, what, electrical burst as glass kind of sprays everywhere.
Take that, you camera. All right, and I'm ducking down, back down behind the desk.
The other reporter, she continues to move closer to the door to try to escape. Osric here is going to move around and then spend the rest of his turn as the android reporter runs over and will grab the shotgun off the ground.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
All right. Reg, is there anything that you can do for the moment?
Actually, I had a question. Probably should have asked last turn, because my Santa suit does have the capability of doing a cure wounds. Can I activate that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I will do that. 1d8 plus 2 is, I'll get some points. 7.
So you got 7 hit points back. You're a flat 0.
Yeah.
Which means you're staggered, which means you can take one action, as long as it's not too stressful. So... crawling away, standing up kind of thing, as Osric here grabs your shotgun off the floor, leveling it towards Yuno, you start to sit up.
Yeah, I kind of want my shotgun back, but I don't know what I really have the capability to do. I think the best situation would be for me to just go stealth. So, like, if I could, like, stealth and, like, use this motherfucker that has my shotgun as a blocking the viewpoint. So, like, move, hide behind so that she doesn't see me. If that makes sense.
Spend a foreign action to crawl 5 feet behind him?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Alrighty, she will step over, getting out of the way of the sword and noticing that there's somebody launching crossbow bolts at her. In probably the coolest moment for this poor reporter's life, he is now back-to-back with an Amon cleaner in a firefight. She will attempt to shoot twice at Red Jack. She puts the auto rifle on semi-automatic fire with a 13 and a 24.
13 will miss, 24 will hit.
Alright, you'll take 16 physical.
Alright.
And she will yell at Osric that, "You need to call in backup, we've been compromised!" But he is feeling a little bit too hyped and cool with the shotgun at the moment. You know.
That brings me low, but I'm not out yet.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
You know is going to snarl at the newscaster as he says Viper's gaze and the two snake eyes on his back tattooed light up, and his eyes turn to snake eyes as the newscaster has the shotgun.
Perfect. We will give him a will save to attempt to resist the Viper's gaze. Maybe because he's hopped up on fear, but he does seem to hold through.
For a cool moment there. Damn it.
Yeah, it totally should have worked. he is not bragging about a high will save, but in this moment, he is feeling it. Red Jack.
All right. Red Jack, definitely feeling a little sore from all these auto rifle blasts, is going to cast his ninja trick Shadow Clone. So you will see Typh Raylan doing ninjutsu hand signals as the three other shadow clones of, I guess, Typh show up beside Red Jack.
Alrighty. Good old Typh ninjutsu move.
Yeah, I think that's all I need to do for mirror image.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that takes a whole action. I will still move up right in her face.
Alrighty, excellent. And so when she attacks, what we'll do is we'll roll a d4. On a 1, it hits you. On a 2, 3, 4, it'll go off the other ones.
Sounds good. That's my turn.
All right, excellent. Across the studios, people are hiding. D, it is
yeah.
Your turn.
I'm going to start my turn off by saying, "Typh, get in front of the camera." And then I am going to... Is there anybody else hiding under the table with me?
Yeah, there's another prompt operator.
Okay. I am going to point my crossbow at him and say, "You, get the cameras rolling," which I am kind of assuming is an intimidate. So I'll go ahead and roll that.
Absolutely. I mean, unless you're not going to shoot him, then it can be a bluff.
I'm not going to shoot him if he does what I ask. I don't know. That was a 15, so I might be shooting somebody.
The gentleman here will, I'll try to go get him started.
In my most sinister void voice, I will say, "Much obliged."
Osric will step forward, shotgun in hand, leveled at Yuno, and will attempt to take a shot. With a 21 to hit.
21 is my AC.
Yeah, even with his complete lack of skill. Reg, is there anything special I should know about this besides its basic damage?
It is masterwork. I enchant on the fly.
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't think it should have any lingering effects, but... Masterwork is included, so he only has a +2 to hit. Normally, Masterwork makes that a +3. But you know, you'll take 13 physical as the shotgun blast strikes you. With the shotgun blast from Osric here, he'll, in a ridiculous movie fashion, like he holds it up and then tries to cock the whole gun. Reginald, it is now your turn.
I'm going to go ahead and try and heal myself a little bit more so I can, you know, have a full amount of capability.
Uh-huh.
6 points, so I am now at 6 points. So I can, like, damn, I really don't have my weapon to, like, try and get it back per se. God, I think I stand for sure. I think I'll go ahead and draw the pistol. I think that would be it then.
Alrighty. The cleaner will look over her shoulder. She sees you getting up and drawing a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
She'll step over and will fire again at Red Jack twice. Try and remove the fake Typh. With a 16 and a 24.
The 24 will hit.
Go and roll me a d4, Red Jack, to see if it hits one of your ninjutsu clones.
That is a 3.
Oof. One of the Typhs explodes in a cloud of illusion magic. All right, Yuno.
Yuno will step to his right and he's going to cast box 3. The first one will go at our armed newscaster, the other two will go at our cleaner.
Alrighty.
First one for 5 points of damage.
Alright.
5 again, and then 2 for the last one. 7 for the cleaner.
Yeah, you can see she's starting to get a little bit worried here between the shadow clones and all the cast. Basically, wow, there's a lot of casters in this room all of a sudden. Our armed newsman, Osric, definitely leans into that, like, as he gets hit, though he's still up. Red Jack.
All right. Red Jack is going to move into flanking position with Reg.
Reg won't be able to give flanking because they have a ranged weapon out.
Dang. I'm still going to stab anyways.
Awesome. Totally.
Red Jack is going to swing with his constant blade. That is a 21 to hit.
Excellent. Yeah, you'll catch Karina on the side with that, as she will become polarized from the constant blade.
Was she still polarized from before?
She wasn't. The polarizing effect works as long as you keep hitting them. If they go a turn without being hit, then it goes away.
Okay.
Let's say somebody else had a weapon that did polarize. You could still trigger off theirs. It doesn't have to always be you, but they need to be constantly hit to keep that polarize going.
Okay. I have a nanite reserve skill question. So one of these skills adds one additional attack at the highest attack bonus, but it's as a full action. Is that something I can do right now?
Yeah, you can use your nanite reserve to make a second slash.
All right, I will do that. And that's a nat 20 with max damage.
Oh, shit.
Critical.
confirm 11.
The confirming on the 11 does not happen, but you do get to deal the additional D8 polarization damage.
Perfect. That is a 1. So 15 damage in total.
D. You see Reginald's back up. Osric is moving forward with the shotgun towards Yuno. The multiple clones of sword-wielding ninjutsu type are currently fighting Karina the Amon Cleaner. The gentleman here is reaching up from behind the desk as they're pulling the data pad and keyboard and trying to turn on the cameras for you.
All right. I am going to yell once again, Yuno, get on camera! So, I was caught up in the heat of the moment and yelled Tyfe the first time, but this time I am yelling, you know what to do. Cameras, now. And I'm gonna take a shot at our armed newscaster and see if I can distract him enough to get his attention and maybe get him to go on camera. So this is a shot, and I'm gonna follow it up next turn with an intimidate based off the shot, hopefully, but we'll see. All right. 32 hit.
a 32 absolutely hits, as you will damage him and you will confirm.
With an 18?
With an 18.
All right. That's a total of 19 damage.
With 19 damage upon Osric, you all watch as the android's head shatters apart.
Oof.
Chunks of him and his synthetic blood go spilling across the main set of the studio here, resulting, of course, in the screams of some employees. And Sarum saw far across the door as she was banging on it for the guards to let her out. We'll simply slide to the ground, hands over mouth, going, oh my god, as Osric is dead.
Damn.
Reg.
Looking over to the cleaner, saying casually, looks like you'll need to find a new host. How easy would it be for me to pick up my shotgun and get that ready?
You can move over to it, move action, swift action to pick it up, and still have your standard fired if you'd like.
Yeah, I will absolutely do that. Kind of like a jump, bend, grab the shotgun, and I'm going to go ahead and fire at her. And as I do, I'm going to merge a spell with this, and I'm going to, because she already has some strength damage, might as well compound that. Ray of Enfeeblement. Don't think the 13 is going to hit, sadly.
She catches you out of the corner of her eye as you jump across, roll on the floor, and grab the shotgun off the ground, dropping the pistol, firing a blast with the shotgun. She's able to scoot back, stepping away from Red Jack as well. Combining this with her turn, she's taking that 5-foot step back as the blast will miss her, and she now realizes that Reginald is back to being a threat.
Also, Reg was going to just be like, it's not too late to give up.
Yeah, you can see the blood coming down the inside of her visor, part of that glass is now broken from the critical hit from Red Jack. She does not look like she can take another hit, really, but she's also betting on the fact that neither can both of you, and she will attempt to go full semi-automatic with rapid shot and shoot at Red Jack, Reginald, and Yuno. And it's going to spend basically the rest of all of her bullets. Red Jack with a 12 will miss. Reginald with a 22.
That will hit.
And Yuno with a 26.
26 hits.
Reginald, you'll take 10. Yuno, you'll take 8.
I'm back down. God damn it.
She'll drop the auto rifle at her side and draw the quantum whip as you see the energy whip come out. She looks tired, but ready to take on Red Jack. Yuno.
Well, gotta have my wide break. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, I think the saying is. Sorry, Yuno's gonna cast box 3. 2, 2, and a 4. So 8 damage.
Okay, great. I was worried those twos back to back. I was like, man, if you get another 2, she's still up. But with a 4, you hear that thud as her body goes to the ground, bleeding out.
Nice.
Yuno will straighten his jacket as he takes off the Amon armor now and just throws on the jacket over his bare chest. And you'll look over at D and he'll smirk and say, thanks for the help with that auto rifle.
No problem. I don't think that newscasters should be picking up guns in a firefight. Hard lesson.
Yuno's gonna talk to the group. Let's get the cameras rolling as he makes his way over to the desk and he'll sit down shirtless, put his feet up on the desk, and he'll cast Starchild Shuriken and have 2 waiting for the cameras to roll.
Red Jack will try and go stabilize Reg. As they're passing the cleaner, stop for a second and look down, and the LED visor goes red and goes, consider this your severance, and keeps walking.
You can see she's still breathing, though it's getting shallower, but you're able to go over and stabilize Reg.
I'm guessing the shadow clones have also disappeared at this point.
Yeah, they last for only 3 rounds, so this would be their last round. As you walk over, Typhs disappear behind you. Without combat, without a stressful situation going, you should be able to do this pretty easily. It is a DC 15.
I only have a +1 to heal, so it may not be that easy. 13.
I'm going to walk over, take a look at this guy trying to stabilize our friend, get out a heal pin, and jab it.
Yeah, Reg, you wake up with a large needle stuck in your stuck in your upper chest.
Oh, that's no. Thanks.
Anytime, buddy.
All right, so
we interrupt your broadcast for an important message from me, Yuno Shin, to Amon, and more importantly, Mr. Typh. The disruptions you have felt are what I alone can do with a ragtag crew. But you took it too far. So I am here now to advise the public and you, Mr. Typh. The whole of the Kabuto Syndicate have broken our state of neutrality and entered your house war. It seems we must remind you, the snake will always bite back. And then, for the first time ever, Yuno will cast Venomous Smirk without saying the spell as his eyes turn into slitted poison green snake eyes and smile widens, exposing razor sharp incisors dripping with venom before the transmission is ended.
After the speech is done, Yuno from behind the desk, Reginald's up, Redrick is there. Yuno with the current networks down as well as the blink paths messed up, that the APD is still probably maybe another 10 minutes out from being able to even arrive and assist. How are you guys getting out of here?
Red Jack is definitely putting back on his Hedron mining pack.
Oh, and you guys just let Karina bleed out?
Actually, no. I'd like to try and stabilize her. Professional courtesy. Also, probably do her the favor of tying her up before I work too hard to make her not a threat. And, I also would like to go and apologize to the other reporter. Sorry about your friend. Good job not picking up a gun. Thank you for staying out of it.
Yuno would walk over and say, well, gentlemen, good work. And he'll rip out his data pad and he'll say, credits have been transferred. I hope to see you all the next time you decide to roll the dice. As he activates his beacon and Yuno teleports out.
Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants over here.
Well, if that's it, and we're not leaving altogether, I guess I should make my way out. Y'all can take care of yourself, right?
Red Jack is finally going to drop the Typh disguise, kind of take a bow to the other two, and be like, it has been a pleasure. Perhaps next time we can gather under more pleasant circumstances, and we'll find the nearest window to crash through and take off in his Hedron mining gear.
Awesome.
No one's gonna see this ninja even leave.
I mean,
well,
if I have
health check. No, I'm
kidding. I have to. I have exactly enough nanite reserves to cast invincibility, so there'll just be like a random window crashing and then just like whooshing and zipline sound effects.
All right, D and Reginald, you're standing here in the breaking news office of Snow Days. The guards have unlocked the door and have come back in. You've stabilized Karina.
I guess if there's anything I can do for our other reporter, it sounds like there is not much, but I will do them the favor of not searching the pockets and looking for loose change and calmly make my way out of the building through the nearest fire escape, probably.
Worst bad guy ever.
Great. But no, seeing that D is leaving through the fire escape, Reginald will actually use the broken window that from our Red Jack friend and just jump out and use Featherfall to land on the street. And before anyone reacts, he'll just invisibility away.
Nice.
Then that is where we'll end this side hustle. Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You know the stuff. It does help, so if you get a chance, please do. You did hear Everything Breaks by Nihilor, as well as Bekench Geju's Neon City, and Amoxi's Lounge Bar. Sound effects by Pixabay, and I hope you're all having a great month. It's almost summer, so hey. Bye, 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 bye.